Why is Riley's mind getting new emotions in Inside Out 2? There seems to be all of these new emotions that are showing up to headquarters within Riley's mind, and they're taking over what joy, sadness, anger, disgust, and fear had ran for years. 13 years all of those emotions had handled everything perfectly fine, but now there's all of these emotions showing up, and I think this is really fascinating because of everything I've begun to learn about the original production of Inside Out. You see, what I've learned as I've continued to dive back into everything about Inside Out is the fact that in early scripts of Inside Out, there were plans to have many emotions within Riley's mind.
Early on, we actually had tons of characters running around in headquarters, and it was just so confusing.
Any work for us today, Joy?
We'll call you if anything comes up. That okay with you, Anhui?
There were plans to have a whole network of emotions running within Riley's mind. The headquarters was going to be filled with different emotions who would be able to hop in throughout a given day, depending on who was needed to be running the console.
We ended up cutting them just for simplicity's sake because it got pretty crowded up there.
Of course, Joy was the one who was mainly in command at all times. She was always envisioned to be the main character of Inside Out, but Joy would have to deal with a lot more emotions than the four she was with in the final film. Now, of course, most of the emotions that were dreamed up for Riley's mind were positive. They were meant to keep Riley safe and keep her connected to other people and allow her to remain happy. But there were also some that were dreamed up to be destructive. The emotion that was meant to be the largest existential threat for Riley was known as gloom. Gloom was supposedly an early antagonist that was dreamed up for Inside Out, that was meant to be a dark ooze that would spread across Riley's mind as she continued to focus on it. The idea of Riley's despair was eventually shown through the console darkening over time, and instead of introducing a variety of negative emotions like gloom, we instead were shown conflict between a variety of the emotions. And I think that's an idea that's going to continue into Inside Out 2. There were some deleted scenes that showed Joy attempting to try to keep Riley from growing up. She wanted to preserve Riley's innocence. So at the climax of the film, fear would inevitably try to keep Joy out of headquarters, even though through Joy's journey, she would realize that Riley had to grow up. But this concept eventually was built into Joy and Sadness's conflict within Inside Out. Joy's attempt to push away Sadness at all costs was actually hindering Riley. And now it'll be very interesting to see what the dynamics between the original five emotions will be with all of these emotions as they continue to be introduced.
And that was just the beginning. Headquarters only got more crowded from there.
The emotions that existed within Riley for her first 13 years of life all had a place within headquarters. They all were able to find an understanding between each other. They had a shared respect and saw each other's value. But now, will they have that same appreciation, or should they have that same appreciation for the new emotions that were beginning to show up? Is Anhui's disinterest about the world actually going to make Riley's life better as a teenager? And the same could be said for being envious and embarrassed. Anxiety is something that can be crippling. Is Joy actually going to be expected to just embrace her like she did Sadness? I think these teenage emotions that are being introduced are going to be a lot more complicated to handle and to mess with over time, because it's not like they can easily be pushed away or hidden. Joy already tried that with Sadness. It's not something that's going to be able to work. So where are all of these emotions going to go? Well, that was the purpose of Demolition Day. Headquarters is expanding for the sole purpose of allowing new emotions to be introduced within Riley's mind. And this whole idea of change and expansion and construction within the mind, again, was an idea that was brought up during the production of Inside Out.
Construction in the mind was a huge element through the first like 2-3 years of making the film. We thought as Riley's growing up, we'd want to show that, dramatize that change in some ways.
Now, we got this a little bit within the original film. We saw that Imagination Land was going through a lot of different changes as imagination was shifting away from playtime and began to be more focused on boy time.
I would die for Riley.
All that evolution was always meant to be something that deeply affected Bing Bong, because he was only created for the purpose of entertaining and inspiring and being fun for Riley when she was a little girl. It was painful to see her move away from all of that. But as Bing Bong and all of the emotions realized, it's something that is somewhat inevitable. But even beyond the idea of Riley's mind eventually being constructed into this changing metropolis, there were also concepts for an earthquake happening within her headquarters. The mind was always viewed by the creators of Inside Out as this entity that was something that had to continue to evolve over time. It could be built up and constructed and seem solid, but in a given moment, in a different era in someone's life, everything had to be renovated.
Ooh, upgrade.
Ooh. Hey. Oh, oh.
And we saw that in the original movie and within the Inside Out 2 teaser trailer.
Your kids grow up and change, and so this is an attempt to sort of capture that and dramatize that from the inside.
And since headquarters is literally high above in the center of Riley's mind, it seems like there is a lot of expansion room. In the art book for Inside Out, we were shown all of this concept art of giant structures. It looks like there was this whole society that was able to be formed, and maybe that's something that's going to be built out for these new emotions. The headquarters could become this massive place, and there could literally be dozens or hundreds of new emotions that could eventually come. I think the four that have been teased so far are going to be probably the main emotions that the original five emotions are going to have to get to know. But over time, it seems like there could be an infinite number of emotions that show up within Riley's mind as she matures and becomes a more complex human being. One emotion I keep seeing requested in all the comments of my videos is love. I do think that love could be its own entity. It's something that Riley has definitely felt before. I mean, two of her core memories created Friendship Island and Family Island within her mind. So clearly she has been able to feel love before. But if there was ever a time where someone would become consumed by love, it would be in the teenage years. But now that Riley is going through puberty, now that she's 13 years old, her entire mind is changing in a much more rapid, aggressive, and violent way than it ever has before. While her headquarters had once solidified slowly over time and new emotions were introduced in waves bit by bit, now there are going to be droves of emotions showing up. While I do think that joy, sadness, anger, fear, and disgust will be the core emotions that drive Riley on the day to day, I think that joy and all of the emotions are going to have an interesting time trying to figure out how to build relationships with all of these other emotions and keep them all under control as Riley officially becomes a teenager. Thank you so much for watching, and of course, have a magical day.